She was panting and kind of crying, and it was fun. And she said she had this one spot in the middle of her back yet. And I said, listen, honey, it's an infirmity. It's an affliction, and it's from hell. And I said, Jesus loves you, and he paid the price. And I got real aggressive, and the Holy Ghost just, it was fun, real aggressive. And she went, oh, oh. And I said, yeah, that is coming out of you. And we prayed, and it was just fun. It was just right. And she said, it all left. And I said, check your body thoroughly. And she was crying. And she said, there was no trace of nothing. And she had been suffering since 1999. So even though she suffered all those years, and even though she was prayed for many times, who knows, all those things computed and put together could stop the revelation in her heart or others. If you compile all that information and process it mentally, you could back off of faith, couldn't you? Who knows, when she calls you and tells you her scenario and resume, it's very important that you don't see faith or the will of God through her story, but through his story. You see the difference? So actually, it's irrelevant that anybody's prayed for her. Isn't it? We don't necessarily believe that in the church. We think we got to get detective and dig deeper, and there's got to be a reason and a root and a... Wonder if we're just lacking the revelation of Jesus because we've been through a lot of trouble. Wonder if we've been through more defeats than victories and we're just lacking confidence in him. Wonder if we let the word be our motivation and just stick with it and keep on praying. I bet we'll see Jesus. So we just stayed simple and we just prayed for her, and Jesus came and honored that, and he delivered her, and it was fun. I said, I'm not being rude to you. I love you. Thanks for calling, but I'm hanging up. You just need to be with him and just thank him and love him, receive his love. She said, thank you. Click. I just hung up on her, kind of.